Which makes me think of the gummy bears.
You always say Punisher lines. Right? The other day you were saying, you kept saying stuff about brother. You kept saying,
the Punisher.
Did you see the new Punisher?
No.
It was awesome, great. Dude.
I'd heard about it.
Really sweet. You should check it out. Did we ever do a review it?
I feel like you talked about it briefly, but
it was awesome. When the dreams have died, as I walk from its face, the streets, I must be the last one alive. Where are you? You're not with me. Punisher had. I don't know. Did we explain parts from it?
I feel like I think you just did it during a poker game.
There's a bunch of free runners in it. First of all,
what does that mean?
You know what, like Parker is.
Ray Parker.
Oh my gosh, man!
Like you know the people that like you know the run dude and who jump runs on buildings? And
jumps on things. Those people.
Oh, like, that's not called Parker. It's called parquet or whatever,
no,
right?
It's parkour.
Parkour. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's Parker.
Street okay, there you
so
go. Now
free runners are kind of like them, except for they do flips and junk too.
Okay.
So free runners.
So Jedi. So there's a handful of Jedi running around.
Not very heavily, but they give them lines and stuff, and they're led by this, for some reason, like, heavily dreadlocked Jamaican guy who talks
like... But he's
like
a pirate.
Is he like Screwhead?
He talks like an Irish pirate.
Is he like Screwhead from that Seagal movie? What was that Seagal movie called? The March for Death,
he's got, like, light eyes for some reason. Did he have braces? I don't remember.
He had grills.
He had grills, that's what it was. Anyway, what's the line? He says...
He asks him if he can take the roof because, you know...
He comes to the bad guys. He's like, we're going to do this job for you, right? Yeah. Except for he says in the Irish pirate accent. And then he says what? He goes...
The guy goes,
like, can we take the roof? And he's like, yeah, go right ahead. And he goes...
He's like, you're a fucking saint.
But it's like a close-up on his face. Like, is he earnestly tells this guy that? And then they go, and they're like, woo, yeah, woo! And they're always, like, high-fiving and wooing and, like, punching on this. Yeah, but it says at one point that they're a bunch of meth users. So some of the side characters in this movie are meth-addicted Jamaican-Irish pirate freelancers.
This is awesome!
And here's how, like, you're thinking, oh, these guys are going to be some sweet bad guys in this later on. But then, like, right after that, they're all flipping over a building, and the Punisher blows one of them up with a rocket launcher mid-flip. And then he blows the other guy's head off. And then the third guy is like...
This is great.
He's like... Hey man, I'll tell you anything you want to know, except for just don't kill me. And he's like, alright, fine. And so he tells him something, he puts down his gun, right? But then a split second later, the guy's body falls off a building and gets impaled on one of those like pointy fences.
Uh-huh.
And he's hanging there and he's still kind of like spurting blood and stuff. And you're like, that guy's dead. But he's not quite dead yet. So the Punisher drops off the building and breaks the guy's neck on the way down. His head kind of hangs there. It's the most like brutally violent. Like, it's awesome.
Remember the grandma's head that gets
blown
out?
It's ridiculous. It's like Newman.
Smoldering.
Newman
head.
Is in it. And his
Wayne Knight.
Yeah, and his grandma, and like, he's like, oh, listen, I just keep doing this for my grandma, and he's, like, nice to her, and she's watching Dr. Phil or something like that. And then later, like, someone's like, hey, the bad guy kidnapped Newman. So he goes back to the apartment to make sure that that's true. And what he finds there is the gaping, destroyed head of this grandma.
There's no
this
gaping
grandma.
Head. It's just like
it's like a neck. And part of a head still left with a little bit of hair left.
And it's like smoldering.
Yeah. Like they just walked up to her while she was sitting there like watching TV and just blew her head off. Like right in front of Newman. Newman's like, why'd you do that? We didn't really seem to care about her too much. But then there's also this part where like the direction was weird because there's that part in the house where there's all those mobsters standing there and they kidnapped the family.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
You know one of them's going to die because this effeminate mobster kid like goes off to do a little coke.
Mm-hmm.
And he does it. And then suddenly Punisher's standing behind him and everyone's like, no. Because like, you know, I don't know, it's almost like he's the bad guy in it because...
He's killing effeminate mobsters.
Not just that, but every time he kills someone, it's like... It's wrong how brutally he does it.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes the effeminate mobster and slams him up against the door jamb and then punches his head in. Like, his whole head caves in, right? Just goes...
Yeah, it, like, reminded me of when that guy got his face beat in with the bottle in Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah, like that. It was like, except for it was just one hit, right?
Yeah, and it seriously just...
And then, anyway, he walks into the room and the cops help him. They're like, "Yeah, we got this guy." Yeah, and the whole time they haven't cut away yet. The Punisher's holding a shotgun like 5 feet away to the guy's head, and one of the cops is like, "All right, so we'll go ahead and call this in." And they still haven't cut away, and I'm like, "Oh no, here it comes!" And he just blows the guy's head off like without cutting. He's holding like a little girl in his arms, like she's watching it. She's like, "Oh, you know." It was just so shockingly. There's this part where, toward the end, where he's walking around killing everyone in this apartment building, and he sees like some smoke coming out of this elevator, and he opens up the elevator, and there's this like fat dude in there smoking pot who was one of the gangsters or whatever, and he's like, oh no, or something like that, and he just like slowly raises his gun, or like his handguns, right, and like with I think just like one shot each, like the guy's head literally just goes. Like there's
what about like how they kill? He kills like one race per room.
Yeah, yeah. There's a different race in every room.
It's a different example of bad people.
Yeah, because well, all the bad people race. Like yeah. Yeah, you know, he goes. This Jigsaw goes from one gang to another and is like, "You guys want to use guys wants to help me skills with the punishes," you know, and they're
but before
like,
that
yeah,
we have to crush the drug scene.
But yeah, the
Baltimore
and the acting is just so over the top from everyone. Dominic West, of course, your favorite guy, is
Jimmy fucking McNulty.
Yeah, he's Jigsaw, and he talks just like he's like the only time he ever heard an Italian accent was on The Simpsons or something like that. That's how he talks. And then even worse is his crazy brother, who you would recognize if you saw him. Just the weirdest looking dude.
He always plays a creepy like.
He always plays a creepy Italian guy with like multiple personalities. and he has a line
it's
where
Looney Bin Jim, dude.
Looney Bin Jim, yeah. And he has a line where he says something like, "He's just about to eat this guy," and so he goes. He says, "Yummy, yummy, yummy," in my tummy, tummy, tummy. And then he goes and attacks the guy and like.
Yummy, 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 in my
tummy. Yeah, he says it really long.
Tummy.
And he's always like, what was that thing he kept saying, like, about you look great? Like,
you look great, brother.
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 You look great, brother.
You look great.
And he's like, ah, you guys. You stupid Russians. I don't know.
And his face looked ridiculous.
Interesting.
Some brutal kills in it, man. It's a good movie.
Punisher Warzone.
Yeah.
Check it out. I think it's out on
DVD. And where he's like,
is it already?
Axing a guy question.
Yeah. He says that. He says, "Let me ask you a
would
question."
You, if you were going
to
kill
someone, then he gets him. Then he goes, "Let me ask you another."
Okay. First of all, I put it to everyone on the internet too. You can email us feudalpodcast@gmail.com. Don't forget about the caption contest. I'll keep that open for a while.
Don't forget to troll our rival.
Yes. If you knew you were going to get the chance once in a lifetime, let's say maybe twice if you're lucky, to take someone out with an axe, would you not say that? Let me ask you a question, and then would you not go back for the follow up? Let me ask you another.
You didn't really ask him any questions.
I know, but he said that. Would you not
what
say
would
that?
You ask him?
I would totally say that.
What would you ask him then?
I don't know. I would probably come up with some kind of philosophical questions.
How do you like that axe? You're like, I don't like
it. Or maybe how do you like them axles?
Oh, that'd be great.
I don't know about that.
Problematic indeed.
I don't know if I would feel so bad about killing someone that I probably would feel even worse after I'd done it, that I realized that I had mocked the person before they died and said some sort of terrible pun.
Maybe your question could be asking another question.
Let me ask you a question, and then you kill him, and then you say, can I ask you another one? Because that's technically a question, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So there you go.
Yeah.
That's all you'd have to do to make it technically correct.
But then you'd have to have a follow-up question to that.
Can I ask you? No, because then they don't answer. So you're like, oh, no answer, huh? I guess I'm done.
And that's rude.
You'd say,
that's rude.
You're perfectly logically justified in at least the second two axings. But the initial murder axing is not, you're not cool for that.
He was still alive, though. He could have responded to the question.
Indeed.
The guy.
Right. The whole movie.
That guy had a weird accent, too. They all had, like, such weird, crazy accents.
Yeah, like, no one really knew how to do any accent at all, so they just kind of
I think, did whatever they felt was okay.
Sounds like this was all very hammy.
It was.
It was a little bit.
And almost like, why didn't it go straight?
And the only person that wasn't was the guys who played Punisher, who, like, somebody must have told
him.
Dude,
he was the shit.
He was. And somebody must have been like, dude, this is a serious movie, so take this seriously. And then they told everyone else, they're like, dude, this movie's going to suck.
They probably said, you know what? Everyone can wink at the camera except you. And that's the gimmick. That's the problem with being the hero in these comic book movies.
I feel like he should have been rolling his eyes and shaking his head a lot.
Well, like another, here we go again. A great line that he had.
The Punisher
He'd
had?
Like to get his hands on God, right? That was a good line.
That's not funny, though.
It's great.
Is that him lamenting the death of his wife and child?
Yeah. Sometimes he'd like to get his hands on God. It was like so...
And then
like,
there's this cop that's supposedly trying to be... He's on the Punisher case file, and he works down
there.
Yeah.
So much. I hate that actor. I just don't like that.
Who is that?
Big redheaded kind of dude. He was in like Thin Red Line, and he was in like Black and White.
I saw it was like a movie on Comedy Central with him. He plays like a douchey, like womanizing guy. You know,
that could be any movie.
Yeah.
No, anyway, he has a bunch of like.
Do you know his name?
The very last line in the movie, I could look it up.
Weekend at Bernie's 2, that was probably worse than Paul Blart.
No, I like those movies.
Those are good movies. I've only seen bits of them.
The very last line in Punisher Warzone is, oh, now I've got brains on me.
That's a good line.
That's the last line in the movie.
That could have been, like, left for the credits, you know, that whole
secret ending.
Like, it was like...
They put the secret ending before the credits.
That's good, I like that.
It was so pointless.
I hate sitting through movies nowadays for the secret endings. I do it with, like, every movie now, and I hate it. Because even movies that wouldn't even have a secret ending.
Oh, I think they should have kept going, though, because they were about to go out for a drink, remember?
Oh, yeah.
The cop and Punisher.
They could have killed that.
Like, all right, we did it, you know, like, this, we, you know, like, all right, and he's like... Yeah, I think I'm done being the Punisher or something like that. I'm going to go take it easy or whatever. And then he's walking down the stairs and he's like, all right, let's go get a drink. We'll talk this over and stuff. But the Punisher's gone, of course, as he slips off into the night, Batman-like. Mm-hmm. But then a guy comes up and mugs him and he's like, guy's like, Punisher or Frank, you know, Frank Castle,
Frank,
help me out here. And then Punisher comes up and blows the guy's brains out and he says, oh, I got brains all over me. So what should have happened was, they should have then showed them sitting at the bar and then just joking around and talking about,
remember, you know, when that just happened?
Talking about whatever Carpenter song was playing on the jukebox or something.
I like the first.
That's like, I love this song. Hey. He's like, and then he goes, this was my wife's favorite song. Like, that's how he answers things.
He's like, God, you got me again. You got me with the Carpenter
song.
Dude,
that first scene, though, like the...
when he pops into the dinner.
Yeah, that was insane.
That was insane. That, like, set that was the such tone.
A, yeah. That was like...
That because, was amazing. You know, in the previews it shows him, like, he comes into this dark room and he lights up some... He turns off the lights and then he lights up a flare and then he starts shooting people, right? He doesn't just shoot people, though. Like, they do this thing where, like, they drop all the music out, so it's just the brutal sounds of him breaking bones and snapping necks and slicing jugulars and shooting eyes and...
Dude, yeah. Like, he like, mercilessly kills like everyone in the room. Yeah, there's, like, women. Yeah, like, it's like a family.
It really was dinner. Awesome, yeah.
And it was, like, he killed so many people.
Did they do the thing to sort of explain, like, those women were all horribly corrupted? Like,
yeah, no, they didn't mafia really, people. Though. They just...
You know they're mafia people. Yeah. They just look like it.
They didn't explain it at all, though. Like, it was... But you get it, you know. It's whatever.
That's what it takes.
I didn't feel bad for him, but I was just, like, shocked that he killed so many people so, like, mercilessly. Like, throughout the whole entire movie.